Vamos a 96.
שמרס יובם שמייסו אוסר באימו היבומו שמרס יובם שמייסו אוסר באימו על מקסוב אריה זיקה נהיינו that the שייכס that a person has to his יבומו the זיקה that a person has to the יבומו is so stark that even when the יבומו dies he's אוסר באימו. Dainu, the same Isur that a person has by his wife, Isur Kroivim, Chamoisoi. So the Zalbe Isur Kroivim, Fodor Tzach, Negabei, the Yevomo, the Mele Shemeres, Yevom Shemeisa, Osur Be'imo. That's what you said from Manda Omar Yezike. That the Shaykhaz, the Kesher, the Zike to the Yevomo is mamish like a marriage, mamish like a Ishus. The Mele Shemeres, Yevom Shemeisa is Osur Be'imo. Al Mekasov Ar Yezike. So the Gemara says, say it klar, v'leime alochik divra ha'imer yezik. The Mishnah says that you're not allowed to marry the sister, because if yes zika, you're not allowed to marry the sister. We have a min amar hochi, have a min alami lebechad, have a betrei ein zika. More of a kepligi, betrei pligi. So it's mevur in the Gemara leman da omar yes zika. The zika, the shaykhes is so stark, that when the Yevomo dies, I'm also to marry the mother, ki'ilu the Yevomo was my wife, even that I never did Yibu. I never did Chalitza, I never did Gornish. But Zika is so stark, that v'meila I'm also be'imo, lo si man da'omar ya Zika, v'meila I'm also be'imo, and for sure when she's living, it's also. This is man da'omar ya Zika. And Frektor Bekashe, I want to misada the dvorim, but the sugya, the dvorim ha-mesudorim, I think it's a little leichter. Leman da omar yezik. So, shtei tzvei chidushim in the sugya leman da omar yezik. The first chidush as mevur in the gemara leman da omar yezik is that when the Yevomah dies, you're not allowed to marry her mother. Ki ilu she's your wife. Yezik, ki ilu she's my wife. And kal v'choymer, when the Yevomah is living, I'm not allowed to marry the mother and the sister. Because she's ki ilu my wife. So we spoke out that most Rishonim learned that it's a Isur de Rabbonon. And over Zogin Isur de Reisa, but most Rishonim shed cloth and say Isur de Rabbonon. That Isur to marry the mother, that Isur to marry the sister, is a Isur de Rabbonon, if you most Rishonim. Even that could be the Yeseda Zika, is Isur is a Chefze of King and a Schus, or Epes Shaychis de Reisa, but the Isur of Kroivim, Pashis is a Isur de Rabbonon. And we mentioned, the Shaila de Muki Yosef Rek de Kashe, and the Tzad of Yesh Zika, so how tacky you could marry the sister? I mean, it's mashma, you're not allowed to do it. But it's mashma that if you marry her, the kiddushin atoifas. They tell you to wait. Ahamten atshiyase ochicho maise. How the kiddushin atoifas? If the Yevomah is my wife, I'm not allowed to marry the mother, I'm not allowed to marry the sister, so how the kiddushin atoifas? If she's mamash my wife, I mean, a person is married to his mother-in-law, chamoisa, and kiddushin teifsin v'chamoisa. A person marries achois ishtoi, and kiddushin teifsin v'achois ishtoi. So what's the pshad, the mandomar yezike, wie geht es leman da'amar yezike? Was ist der Hezbo leman da'amar yezike? So we said, if it's the Rabbonon, sie lacht, eine Chanami, avad it's ki'ilu my wife, and we made her sister is my sister of my wife, her mother is the mother of my wife, aber sie noch hat der Rabbonon. Mit der Reis ist da kein Isch. Mit der Reis ist da kein Isch. Mehle de Kiddush in der Teufels. But if it's the Reis, fragt ihn um ki Yosef, if the Yisrael Kroibis is the Reis, why is the Kiddush in Teufels? Zogen dem Kiyosef, it's not mamish ha-ishus. It's almost ha-ishus. But it's not mamish ha-ishus. So far it's not mamish ha-ishus. It's only up to almost ha-ishus. But it's not ha-ishus gmura. So far it's not ha-ishus gmura. So far the Kiddush in ha-teifes by the mother, the Kiddush in ha-teifes by the sister. That's given the tzus of the Shmaxe. So the first ha-ore, that be'etzem this ha-ore will be in a couple of sugas in the Hemshech. So the Kiddush in ha-teifes, Taka and the sister. So the kiddushin atayfas in the mother. You're not allowed to. Also be'imo. You're not allowed to marry the mother. You're not allowed to marry the sister. Also be'imo. Also be'achoyso. But if you do the kiddushin atayfas, frekter the shayla hazeh. If you do kiddushin, and you go and you marry the mother, you marry the sister. Yeah? So ain't a chanami. You're not allowed to, but you do it. Now the kiddushin are taifas and the mother. The kiddushin are taifas and the sister. So she herself, lechua now is the erve. Right? You're not allowed to marry the mother. But we said, but the erve the kiddushin are taifas. So you went and you married the mother. You went and you married the sister. So now, the mother is your wife, or the sister is your wife. So lechua, the yevama now is a rayas. The yevama now is a erve. Is a achos isha. So the yevama now is a erve. The yevama now is a erve. So lechua has to be that it's no muzika. We learn in Yevamos that if a Yevama, I'm married to someone and the sister falls with Yibum, is Ois Yibum. If I'm married to someone and her mother falls with Yibum, is no Yibum. So after I went and I married the sister, after I went and I married the mother, so Lechua, and the Kiddushin are Toifis, we said, B'diyevet. So I went and I married the mother and the Kiddushin were Toifis. So now that the Kiddushin were Toifis and the mother, so the mother is my wife, the sister is my wife, so the Yevama is Be'etzem my Erva. So if the Yevam is the Erve, Lechura the Zika had to fall off. Lechura Oy Zika. Lechura Zegid Av Zayin Oy Zika. And in Rashi, Lechura Av Zayin Oy Zika. What we could say, no, Arayas don't fall a Yibum. But if they fell a Yibum already and they became a Erve, then the Zika doesn't fall off. Arayas, B'shas Nefile, if she's an Elbe, you can't do Yibum. If she's an Elbe, B'shas Nefile, you can't do Yibum. But if she's not an Elbe, B'shas Nefile, you could do Yibum. So maybe the ganze Ptur von Arayas is only an Elbe B'shas Nefile. But if it's not an Elbe B'shas Nefile, B'shas Nefile, she's not an Elbe. And after she becomes an Elbe, maybe it's not Nafkia. Maybe the Arayas, B'shas Nefile, Erve can't fall a Yibum. But something that was not an Erve, B'shas Nefile, and became an Erve later? We could have said Azazach. So we made an Enechanami, I'm not allowed to marry the mother. But if I go and I marry the mother, the Yevama becomes an Erve. I can't do Bia. For sure I can't do Bia. Well, do Chalitza. You ask Oshene Oile. But she's not Mufka from the Parsha. Maybe the parsha from Arayas, but Zatkoi and the ganze parsha, and Zatkoi when a lady falls with Yibum, she's an Erve, then a Zatkoi from the parsha. But Lu Yitzir, B'shas Nefila, she's not an Erve, and then she becomes an Erve, maybe it's like an Zatkoi from the parsha. This could have been a Hezba. That Einachanami, she's an Erve, if I marry the mother, now the Yavom is an Erve, but Erve Le'achon Nefila is not total Yibum V'chalitza. Mikenish Machin Yibum. Maybe B'dievet in Ba'alukonu. Maybe you need to do Chalitza. Who said that Erve Le'achon Nefila is potom is Mufka from the parsha? But we have twice that it says Klom Mishtadim. That even an Erve Le'achon Nefila is Mafkia Me'ibu V'chalitza. One, Rashi in our sugya. Rashi said in our sugya, Leman Be'omar Ein Zika, we finish Yom Chamishi, that why are you not allowed to marry the mother? Leman Be'omar Yes Zika is a Aveira, because she's a Chois Isha. You marry your mother-in-law. But Leman Be'omar Ein Zika, why am I not allowed to marry the mother? Rashi says, because if you marry the mother, so the Yevama becomes a Erve, and she's Potu Me'ibu V'chalitza. Rashi says, the osu levatel, the nosi imo michaim, mevatel a mitzvah legamri. And the same thing Rashi to Amas, il hava amina afilu michaim, the teitza yevoma lashut mishum bas ishla. State klor in Rashi that when you marry the yevoma, leman da omar ein zike, so the earth, the yevoma becomes oisa yevoma. When Azay state in Ramosha brings down teitzas in the yudalad amudalef, tezayin amudalef, Taisa says that if a Yevama, Leman the Omar Kiddushin Toifsin be Yevama Lashut, she goes and she gets married to someone. So she becomes Eishes Ish. So now she's an Erve, so now she's Potum Yivam B'chalitza. The Yevama is not allowed to get married, but if she goes and she gets married, so Kiddushin Toifsin be Yevama Lashut, so if the Kiddushin at Toifah, she's Eishes Ish. Eishes Ish is Potum Yivam B'chalitza. So Avada, after she will get married, she'll be out of the picture. So this is Poshut. Azay is Mevur in Rashi, and in the Sugya by Yosef, at least the Man Da'omar Ein Zike, Und als ich steht in Teisa, sie darf das sein, that if you go and you make Kiddushin to the sister, if you go and you make Kiddushin to the sister, you make Kiddushin to the sister with Hirashi, or she herself makes Kiddushin, she becomes the Erwe, und steht klar, that the Erwe le'achar nefile, is matkia mi yibum v'chalitza. The Erwe from le'achar nefile is matkia mi yibum v'chalitza. Rashi the Bamasr will have a Amin and Rabbi the Bamasr will also levatel. Rashi says, why the Mandar Amar ain't Zika, you're not allowed to marry the mother? Because if you marry the mother, she becomes Potom, even with Chalitza. She becomes the Erva. So Avada, we see that the Erva le'achar nefile is Mafkia me even with Chalitza. So now we have a Kash. So we know Klo, again, we're going back to Mandar Amar, yes, Zika, I'm not allowed to marry the mother and I'm not allowed to marry the sister. I go and I marry the mother. And I go and I marry the sister, the Yevama becomes the Erve, and she becomes Mufka from Yivam v'Chalitza. This is the Mitzvah. If I go and I marry the mother, so the Yevama becomes the Erve, and she becomes Potum Yivam v'Chalitza. So now the Shaila is as I say. So if after I marry the Yevama, the Yevama becomes, I marry the mother, or after I marry the sister, the Yevama becomes the Erve, and she becomes Potom Yivam v'Chalitza, so it's no Muzika. If it's no Muzika, so why not to marry the mother? What is the Isur Lamanda Amal Yezika to marry the mother? If I will marry the mother, so the Yavama will become a Erve, and she'll be Ois Zika. She'll be Ois Kuka. If she'll be Ois Kuka, so I'm not marrying the mother of my Skuka. She's not my Skuka anymore. It's Baim Kerecha. So what is the Isur to marry the mother? Omar Rav Yudah Omar Rav. Yevama Shemaisa Osur Be'imo and Koshikin when she's living. Why are you not allowed to marry the mother? I will marry the mother. The Yevama becomes the Erve. And the Mele, she becomes Mutar Lashuk. And the Mele, if the Yevama is not my wife anymore, so I'm allowed to marry the mother. What is that? The second Malama Yezik is not Mutar Osur Levatim. The other man, the Omar, we're going to man, the Omar Yezike, it's not mitzvah Osur Levat and mitzvah Yevamim. The other man, the Omar, didn't have no reason to say Osur, he only found the reason of Osur Levat and mitzvah Yevamim. But the man, the Omar Yezike, the Sugi is not mitzvah Osur Levat and mitzvah Yevamim. There's no tzad that the Sugi is mitzvah Osur Levat and mitzvah Yevamim. You have a tzad that the Gemara means Osur Levat and Yevamim? We know that the Kiddushin are toifes, as they say, but we're learning it soon again. Omar Rab Yudah Omar Rab, I hold yes, Zika, you also on the mother. I'm asking you, what do you mean I'm also? Let me to put the ring. It's not a Avera to put on the ring. I put on the ring, she becomes my wife. The Yevama becomes the Erve. Erve is Potum Yivam V'Chalitza. So without the Rashi, I would say the Erve is not Mafkia. Even if she becomes the Erve, Erve is only Potum Yivam V'Chalitza B'Shas Nefile. But the Erve that became later, the Zika stays. But we saw in Rashi that the Zika doesn't stay. Rashi says if you marry the mother, Teitze Aloi Beloi Yibum V'Chalitze. She's Mufka and Gantz. She's Mufka and Gantz. If she's Mufka and Gantz, so if the mother is Mufka and Gantz, so the mother, so why not to marry the mother? What's such issues? What a second later. It's not a vera to make a bia is a vera. Kiddushin is not a vera. So I go to the mother, I mekadosh the mother, and after I mekadosh the mother, b'mele, the yevama becomes the erve, the yevama is mufka, so b'mele I'm allowed to marry the mother, she's not a skuka. So what helps the man, the Omar Yezike? That is the isul to marry the mother. I mekadosh the mother, the erve becomes ois. This is the whole memory of Rav Yudah Omar Rav. Omar Rav Yudah Omar Rav, Shemeres Yavim Shemeisa Osur Be'ima. You're not allowed to marry the mother. Why am I not allowed to marry the mother? I marry the mother, the man of the Erva becomes the Erva. So I'm saying, Lulei Rashi and Lulei the Tesis and Daft Zayin, we would say that Erva le'achar nefila is not Mafki Azika. So the first evidence is, maybe Erva le'achar nefila is not Mafki Azika. I Rashi said it before, it's Mando Omar Ein Zika. The Mando Omar Ein Zika, maybe it's not as I say that Erva le'achar nefila is not Mafki Azika. But it's a big doicha. So we have four terutzim on the shayla. The first terutz is maybe Erva le'achar nefila is not mafkia zikah, but it's not the emes. Sog dem Remoyshe, da de Kashe is a Ameratzes dike Kashe, Avada de Erve is mafkia de Zike. And in the minute that you marry the mother, you don't have to do to the Yevoma no mu Yibum and no mu Chalitza. Sog dem Remoyshe, from now on, it stops. From now on, no zike, no yibum, she's an elva. Oh, but she was a skuka. She became an elva, she's not a skuka anymore. Zog the Imre Moshe, even if she was, right now she's not a skuka anymore, but she was a skuka. If she was a skuka, as even when a lady is my wife and she dies, I'm not allowed to marry the mother. Why I'm not allowed to marry the mother? Because she's the mother of my wife, even if my wife is dead. Same thing if a person has a wife and he divorces her, he's not allowed to marry the sister, because when his wife is living. So while the Yevama was skuka to him, but while yesterday she was married to him, so Isur Kroibes stays even after you're dead. You're asking about the Rabbalon of Paki. I mean, look, Rabbi Moshe asked another Rabbalon. Without the Rabbal, where's the Rishi Kotel? We have a Rabbal that if something stops very, very stark, Yisro Kroibes, so the status of the Ramesh doesn't go. I mean, look, but if Ramesh starts Aleph Beis, he's starting to learn the Sukkah. He doesn't understand, it's not like you said you could not think about this Kasha. Every time you want to tell me there's an Yisro to marry the mother, I'm asking you, when I marry the mother, she's an Erve, but she's not marrying the mother of the Erve. It's never a Chetimtze. Now we're asking a Chab, Lu Yetzuya. We have a halacha that yes, Zike, I can't marry the mother. If I marry the mother, she's an Elva. Elva is mafkia Zike. If Elva is mafkia Zike, so I'm allowed to stay with the mother? So I'm saying, if we say Elva is not mafkia Zike, it's good. But the Pashas Elva is mafkia Zike. Maybe the Sugi here will learn Elva is not mafkia Zike. Aber so dem Ramosha takes himself the design and says that it's mafkia. The Torah says, Aber it's mafkia, mikan v'le'abo. She doesn't need chalitza, she doesn't need yubum, it's bitul mitzas yevonim, everything happens. But yesterday she was married. So yesterday she was my wife. Why when you divorce your wife, you're not allowed to marry her mother? We go up to the Mishnah there when we ask her, maybe it's the Rabbah, it's the Terutzim. So what a choice, she's not dead, she's living. She's left. Rebaran, what mufka? I divorced my wife, I'm allowed to... Divorce? She died? Who died? She died? She didn't die. Every time when I have a wife and I leave my wife, I'm also with the sister and the mother. But maybe even if she became a elder, I'm not allowed to marry the mother. So the Bible has two terutz. One terutz is, I mean, let me again say this. So other the Erve is not mafkia the Zike, Choshen Mando Amar Yezike, other the Teretz is, it's only Nifka Mikan Vele'ab. Another Teretz the Imre Moshe brings down, that Lemando Amar Yezike, she's Ke'ilu my wife, the Yevamo. So Be'etzem, Mide Rabbonon, the Kiddushin Anah Toifes in Achoyso. We asked the Kasha, why the Kiddushin Anah Toifes? So we said, it's only the Rabbanon, so the Kiddushin HaTayfes. Now we said, even if it's the Raisa, the Mekiyo Yisuf says the Teretz. But if the Shit is that Be'etzem Yezik is the Yisuf the Rabbanon, so with the Rabbanon Be'etzem, the Kiddushin HaTayfes in the mother. You're right, with the Raisa, it is Tayfes. So with the Raisa, the Yevama is out. Because I married the mother, and the Yevama is Potom Yibam V'chalitza, with the Raisa, she's Potom, I've been Vatom Mitzvah Yevamim. But with the Rabbanon, we look at it, that Be'etzem, the Kiddushin were not Tayfes in the mother. So now if I will live with the mother, if I will do the Lamai Shabir, if I will stay with the mother, they will tell me, Be'etzem, the real Yevama is your wife, and Be'etzem, you boil Arayas. I married the mother. Midai Arayas, the mother became my wife, the Yevama is Ois. Midai Rabbanon, the Yevama is my wife, and my wife, the mother is Ois. So you're not allowed to stay with the mother, because Midai Rabbanon, it's Ke'ilu, you're marrying her. What? Pashas, the Mishnah Memar, of Shteh, that she wouldn't chalitza Midai Rabbanon. And this will be the Teretz. I don't want to go, but it's a Mishnah Memar, you need a Chalitza. It's not the Gat or Arsugah, it's a Bitul Mitzvah Yevamim, Because midoraisa, when you marry the mother, the yevama is out completely. Midoraisa, no more yivum, no more chalitza. But in the eyes of the Rabbanon, the yevama is your wife. If the yevama is your wife, so the mother is the kroiva. So the mother is a kroiva, so you can't marry the mother. If you can't marry the mother, so the mele, now if you stay with the mother, the mele, keilu, you're doing a yisu. And noch am halak sagt dem Moishat Beetzem Teis is nach Yud Ches that Beetzem Eina Chanami Misvore after I married the mother it's Mutter it's Tama Gzeire de Rabbonon Sheniris Ke Achoisei Sheniris Ke Erle Beetzem the whole man the Omar Yezike really doesn't exist then he exists if you do a beer want to be mazda. We're having a kasha. My Omar Yezike, I'm not allowed to marry the mother. The Shai is when I marry the mother, the Yevama of Yois, Teretz says, Erve is not Mefki Yezike. Inami, the Teretz is we're saying that mid the Rabbonon, Zogdim Ramoisha, mid the Rabbonon Eina Chanami, that mid the Rabbonon the Kiddushin are not Toifes, and why mid the Rabbonon the Kiddushin are not Toifes, so Mele it's not Nifka. Mele it's not Nifka. Although we have the Teretz in Ramoisha, it's only Mikan Velehaba. Inami, ain't a chalami. Avada, with the kash is a good kash. If you marry the mother, you're allowed to stay with the mother. With the rabbanon, they answered it. People don't know the lomdus. People don't know that when you make a kiddushin, the erva is nifka. So while they don't know this lomdus, b'meile, people say, if you will let them to stay with the mother, people will say, vice versa, you're allowed to marry the mother of your wife. So the mando amar yezike, be'etzem the ikir what mando amar yezike asked was time to do a beer to the mother. Shmuel said, "Shemeres Yom Shemeisa also livoy lesimo." Just not so nishna gear. People don't do it. So the meisa, the rabbanon is also even to do a meisa kiddushin is also why is also to do a meisa kiddushin? Because the rabbanon, people don't have that the day the kiddushin is nifka the issues from before, and while people don't have that the issues from before is nifka, the mele it's also the rabbanon. But mikol mekoyim, dasi the gemara. Mikol mekim dosi de gemara that is the isur mid rabbanon shemeres yom shemeisa to marry the mother. Zog de gemara. So why he didn't say klor yesh zike? So why he didn't say yesh zike? Why he had to say klor shemeres yom shemeisa osu beimo? Zog de gemara. Eloi omar hochi have amine mechay. Aval la'achar mise pokal zike. If he would say these words, I would think that the ganze issue to marry the mother is only mechay. Aval le'achar mise, you're allowed to marry the mother. Why? Aval le'achar mise, poka le'zike, komash malon, de zike b'chdi lo'y poka. So now, after we're mazbo the Gemara in Amud Aleph, this Gemara needs much more hezba. Gemara here needs a lot of hezba. Zog the Gemara, so why didn't say klo, yesh zike? And the male was not allowed to marry the mother. Why he has to say Shemeres Yovam Shemesa also beima? Zog the Gemara. The reason he said Shemeres Yovam Shemesa also beima to say a bigger chiddush that the issue to marry the mother is not only when the mother is alive. I'm sorry, not only when the yavama is alive. Even when the yavama is dead, is the issue to marry the mother. Zog the Gemara. Mechateisa. What is the difference? I would think when the yavama is dead. When the Yavama is dead, you're allowed to marry the mother. Kamash malon, zika b'chdi lo'y poka. Frek da'achroinim. Why I would think that when the Yavama is dead, I'm allowed to marry the mother? But we said Isur Kroivim stays even when the zika stops. This is the way we explain the first sugya. No, you're not allowed to marry the mother, even that when you marry the mother, she becomes the erve. We explain, because the Teretz is not being reminded, the first mahalach is, other the Elva is not mafkia the zike, other because even if it's mafkia, but it's mikam v'lehabo, other because the kiddushin are not toifes. Zog the gemore, but if he would say that, I would think mechaim you're not allowed to marry the mother, because man the yevoma is alive. But when the yevoma is dead, you're allowed to marry the mother. Why I would think that when the yevoma is dead, you're allowed to marry the mother? So now we have to ois cheshvan with these three mahalchim. Everything is very poshut. But for the first tzad, we said, why am I allowed to marry the mother? We asked the kasha, but when I marry the mother, the yevama becomes the erve. The yevama becomes the erve, let me to stay with the mother. So we said the erve is not mafkia the zika. Yeah. Maybe Erva is not Mafkir Zikir, only B'shas Nefila she's an Erva. But if she becomes an Erva, but Misa, the Gemara had a tzad, Misa, the Zikir finishes completely. But we go with the Hemshech Gemara. But Zogdi Imre Moshe, what I said, Pshat, we know that Isur Kroivim stays even after a person is dead. So why we have a Salkedaitoch? Why we'll have a Salkedaitoch that when he's dead, when she's dead, you're allowed to marry the mother? So we mentioned two terutzim last year. Let's say them over again. What is the Salkedaitoch? Has they fraked Rebel Cholon and Kovitz Aorestim and Yudbeis Ois Beis? How the Gemara says, Salkedaitoch Amine, that even when the Omar Yezike, that she's mamish like my wife, but when she dies, I'm allowed to marry the mother. When my wife herself dies, I'm not allowed to marry the mother. So why the man the Omar Yezike, when the Yevama dies, I'll be allowed to marry the mother? So one tenet is, Zog de Meiri, so Yerushalmi, in Salosh and Rashi and Achov Gimel, we mentioned, that when a person dies, a Zike that never came to the end, Mizgale Mirsa le Mafrea, that she was never Zkuka. Mizgale Mirsa le Mafrea, that she was never Zkuka. Because if the Zike in the end never came to a Maskona, never came to an end, a Zike that doesn't come to an end, is Nizbatel and Gans. Inami, we said a terrible about that you, when my wife dies, I'm also bekroivim because Epes blind from the issues. But when it's a Paka, when Zika is Mafkia Ibum, when Misa is Mafkia Zika, and Zika is Paka, is no more Yisru Kroivitz. Right? This is the Gemara by us. But so I want to start with the Dvorim. We have two Gemoras, and we have to fit both of them in the same piece, because it's the same Manda Omar. This man, the Omar, holds that when the Yevama is alive, I'm not allowed to marry the mother. And we explain that even if I marry the mother, I'm vital, not allowed to stay with the mother because she's the mother of my Yevama. She became an Erva and it's Ois. We said, doesn't make a difference. I'm not allowed to marry the mother. And here the Gemara wants to say that if the Yevama dies, Sal Kedaitoch, that the Zika is Poka, and I'm allowed to be with the mother. And we have to masbir these two gemores to fit with each other. Now, Abi Masbir has to fit with each other. If we will start, from Yudches Amud Aleph, as the gemore says it was a salkedaitoch that when the yevama dies, you're allowed to marry the mother. Even the man the amar yezike, that the kesher to the yevama is like a marriage, and she's like my wife, and I'm not allowed to marry her mother, but when she's dead, I'm allowed to marry the mother. And everyone will ask, and the Gemara doesn't change your mind. The Gemara only says, Zike b'chdi lo ipoka. It doesn't happen. But the Gemara states with the Svore that when the Yevama dies, I'm allowed to marry the mother. And we ask, and Rebbe Chanan Frek de Kashen, and Yudbeis Beis, why every lady that dies, I'm not allowed to marry the mother? Every lady that dies, I'm not allowed to marry the Kroivim? And in the Yevama, the Gemara has a tzad, when she's dead, I'm allowed to marry the Kroivim. What is the difference? And then we have two terutzim. One terutz is that when someone dies and the zikah doesn't come to an end, it's poka lemafreya. The mele has no isur kroivim here. And the second terutz from Reb Aaron. That's in the raya the Reb Aaron, that when there's a poka, when the zikah is poka, there's no more isur kroivim. So as the gemara of Yudches, it's an easy terutz. Why when a person dies, you osur in the mother, and when the yevamos dies, you'll be mutter in the mother. Because the Teretz here is the poka. Or the poka lemafreya, or the rapoka in Gans. Maskim? A leichte gemore. Now, after we have this leichte gemore, we go back to what we asked in the beginning of Shir. So why, the same man the Omar would say, Michaim, you're not allowed to marry the mother. But if the Yevama dies, you're allowed to marry the mother. So when the Yevama dies, you're allowed to marry the mother. Why? We said because, poka lemafreya. If in the end I can't do Yibum, it's Poka Lemafreya. It's a Poka, so it's no more Yisru Kroibis. But even so, when I marry the mother, and the Yevama becomes the Erve, I'm also in the mother. Say the same thing? Vav, the Yevama became an Erve, so now it's Poka, Poka Lemafreya, or say Poka from Reb Aaron, and I'm allowed to marry the mother. And the Gemara says not like that. The Gemara wants to say that if Rav Yudah would not say Mefurish, Shemeretz Yovam Shemesa Osur Be'imo, I would say like this. If the Yevama is living, Osur to marry the mother. If the Yevama is dead, you're allowed to marry the mother. And the shaila is, if she's like a marriage, even when she's dead, the teretz is zika is something else. If it stops, it's poker lemafreya. If it stops, it's a poker. Two shayla tirutzim, and the gemara in that yudchesa mudalef. That zika, Rebbe explained, every time the issue stays forever, when the zika stops, it's bottle mevutl, it's no more isur kroivim. Other the Meiri says, when the zika stops, it's bottle lemafreya. If it's bottle lemafreya, bemele it's muta. Say that. Too good as bayi. These two Hesberim make sense. But the Shaila is, but in the same Gemara, it says that if you marry the mother and the Yevama becomes the Erve, you stay Asur on the mother. Why you stay Asur on the mother? If the Yevama is the Erve, she's Ois. If she's Ois, Poka Lemafreh. If she's Ois, Poka from Rabar. No. If she becomes the Erve, we don't say Poka Lemafreh. The Ramosha says, Mikan Velehabo. We don't say poker for rebound. We just say that it's poker. If it's mess, then we say all the shtikl tails. And this is be'etem, the koishi. And the koishi is because it's in the same mandaoma. Not like we're learning one gemara in the second mandaoma. Rabbi Yudah Omar Rav says, shimeres yovam shimeisa osur be'imo. And the gemara wants to say, it will only be osur mechaim, and it will not be osur le'achal misa. It will be osur mechaim, and it will not be osur le'achal misa. But to be also mechaim, I she became a erve. So on this we have, now that we hear Claude Kashe, I will go over what I answered in the beginning of Shir, and you'll hear all the terutim are coming to answer that. The first teretz answers, erve is never mafkia zika. If we say that erve is not mafkia zika, even she's the erve, she needs chalitza, without the Rashi. Erve, maybe this man the Omar holds, erve is not mafkia. Mise was mafkia, or the lemafreya, or the poka in ganzen. But if erva is not mafkia, the second teretz, if the Imre Moshe taki doesn't go. The Imre Moshe says erva is only mikan velehabo, this is nisht emes. Why erva will be only mikan velehabo, and misa will be lemafreya? Why erva we will not say paki, and in misa we will say paki? What is the difference? No svara. So the Imre Moshe taki doesn't fit. And this is Beirim. Manavshach, even Misa, you say it's Paki and Gansen, and Isu Kroibim from yesterday doesn't stay. It's Paki Lemafreya. If she becomes the Erva, say the same Shtikl Teya. So the Imre Moshe's Teretz doesn't fit in the Gemara Vaifa. He will have to say like Rebbe Chanan. I think Rebbe Chanan says, Ever Svoris in the Rabbonans, there were only Goizel Mechaim, not Goizel Lachar Misa. In the Rabbonans, we can talk now. But the third Teretz that we said is good. That here the problem is that with the Rabbonan, the Kiddushim were not Toifas. So with the Rabbonim, we look at it, Kilo, it never was Paka. What we answer? We ask the Kasha, why am Osur in the mother? It's Paki. If I marry the mother, the Yevama is the Erve, so she's Paki. The Torah says, you're right. Midai Raisa, when I married the mother, the Yevama became a Erve. And if the Yevama became a Erve, it's no Yivum, it's no Chalitze. So if I'm asking you a Shaila, I'm allowed to stay with the mother? Stay. Chazal said not to stay, because with the Rabbonim, we say, she's be'etzem your wife. She's her mother. You cannot marry the wife. So it looks like you're marrying the mother of your wife. So it's a svara. You're not allowed to marry the mother of your wife. You're right. If you will manage to marry her, the yevama is oisa yevama, and you could stay with this lady that you married. Avavai mi the rabbonon, you're not allowed to do it. So mi the rabbonon, they tell you that it's also. Mashe'enken, if she dies, she dies. Well, you're allowed to marry the mother. So nochem, without the second gemara, or the Moshe Rebbe Chonon Take, he didn't know Paki, Lemafreya, Rebarim. So he learns Poshet. If it's Poka, it doesn't help. The first gemara of Rebbe Chonon is very easy. She becomes the Erve. Oh, but she was my wife. I'm not allowed to marry the mother. So what if now she's Paki? Oh, but she was my mother. The next gemara, the gemara says if she's dead, I'm allowed to marry the mother. It's like Rebbe Chonon. Svaras in the Rabbonon. Val Zika is only exerted the Rabbonon. Only when she's living they were Goyza. When she's dead they were not Goyza. But if we want to learn like we started to learn yesterday, in the Oymek of the Gemara, the Yisoy from Rebaram, that the Gelef when Yisur Kroivis is because it's left over. And when it's Taki, it's no Yisur Kroivis. There's nothing left over. And this is the Gishmak of Pshat in the Gemara. Other like the Yerushalmi, that while you do, while the Yibum, the Zika never came to an end, a zikah that doesn't come to the end is paki, so we take it back to arayas. What helps that I married the mother? Now that she's a Erve, it's Paki, I'm allowed to marry the mother. So the Mimashis Teres is not a Teres. It's only Mikan Velahabo. So what if it's only Mikan Velahabo? But Shtei thought that when it's Paki, it's Mutter. So we have to come to the second Teres. That Eina Chanami Misvora, I'm allowed to marry the mother. No, Vail Midrabonon Yesh Zike. So Bemele, it looks Ki'ilu, I'm marrying my wife's mother. So Midrabonon, they asked me to stay with her, because Midrabonon Ki'ilu, I was not allowed to do it. You're right, Midrabonon, I did it. And Bemele, I'm not marrying my wife's mother anymore, because it's not my wife anymore. But Midrabonon Ki'ilu, I'm not allowed to marry her. So it's a Isur of Nires. Or it's Midrabonon, it's not Chal Bichlal. Or it's a Nires Midrabonon. So Kumtois, saying these pshatim be'etzem is Rabbi Seinu Achroinim, but be'etzem it's very wichtig to the whole sugya that we're going out to learn. The whole sugya is be'etzem two ways that we're going to learn the whole sugya now. And I want the yasid to have it clear. The first way we'll call it the way from Rebbaron. The way from Rebbaron we're learning is that we're learning the holy Yevamos the Yosei of Rebbaron. That when my wife dies, I'm also in the mother because epistem the issues blip. Why in the sugi here state that when it's paki, I'm allowed to stay with the mother? Because the teretz is in paki b'mele is no more issue to stay with the mother. It's no more issue to stay with the mother. So lefi dem Rebbaron learns in the sugi of yesh zike that after I marry the mother lemoshul, I'm allowed to meet the reise even if yesh zike is a issue the reise. I'm allowed to stay with the mother. Because after the Kiddushin HaTefes in the mother is a Paki, this is the whole of Zaman Sender. When she becomes the Erve is a Paki, and when it's a Paki, I'm for sure allowed to stay with the mother. And this is the happening in the Gemara, that the Achamise, Pota Lezike. This is one way to learn the Gemara. And I, the Gemara, and Yudzayin and Mudbeis, that said that the Kiddushin are not allowed to stay with the mother, that's Svoras in the Rabbonos. It's only Svoras in the Rabbonos. The Hainu will come out with Fira Baron that even if it's a Chkira, if Isur Krevis is the Reiser, the Rabbanon, this is only without marrying the mother. But after I marry the mother, Abadim the Reiser, I'm allowed to stay with the mother. Today, Kubil will answer different stories. Today, after I marry the mother, Abadim is no more Isur to stay with the mother. Because the Maisa, after the mother is my wife, the Yavoma is not my wife anymore, but from now on, there's no Isur Krevis, so the Gans is not to stay with the mother, the Kula Amno will stay with the Rabbanon. This is one way to learn the sugya. On the mafreya, this is one way. The second way is the Imre Moshe and Siman Zayin. Is no musik bichlal paki. Mishtar is no musik from paki. Paki is from now on. No le mafreya. If it's no le mafreya, the male of the Gemara and Yudzayin is very poshut. Le mandoma yezike, marry the mother. Yevoma will be out. She will be out, but you can't stay with the mother. This Gemara will be the easiest Gemara. The shveri Gemara will be Yudches and Mudalef. You're right, it's only a Havamina. But the Gemara, you can't say it's not a Havamina. The Gemara was only saying, Misa Bechdi Loi Paka, but the Gemara didn't change. Some say that does it good for the Gemara answered. The Gemara says that if she dies, you're allowed to be with the mother. Why? What is the Salkadaitoch? We'll have to say, a Tere from Rebel Chol, that Chazal were only Goyzer, Isur, Yerzike, Mechaim. Chazal were not Goyzer, Yerzike, Lacham Misa. Sekunda is a Fide Imre Moshe. If you marry the mother, what is the Isur to be with the mother of Mandarama Yezike? Could be a Isur Deiraise. Because the Yevoma is a skuka, she's your wife. So the Mandarama Yezike, the Yevoma is Kiilu, your wife. So the man is the Isur Deiraise. I'm saying, Be'etzem, when you see the Rebbe Chanan inside, it's glad to see his two lines. It looks like a very Dechak de Keteret, the Rabbanans. But the problem is that if we're starting the Sugya Klor, and we put the Imre Moshe Klor in the first Sugya, and we learn that there's no Paki in our Sugya, and it's not a mafreya in our sugya. So when you come to the other sugya, the only answer is to learn like Rebbe Chanan. But Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow we have to start the next sugya. Ich betake. In the next Gemara from Maimar, it's two choshev Rambams to see inside. It's the Rambam in Perek Vov. Perek Vov Aloch Yudches. And Perek Vov Aloche Chofei. And Perek Vav Aloche Chofei. Be'ez Hashem, we'll see a ganzen Numa Apeichedo in the Sugya. Because the Rebbe Chonon that is Machma Mamish not right. Like, to the Rabbanon, doesn't do suya.
Why Lachna Mises are not theorists?
No, why Lachna Mises are not theorists? Very posh. People know she's dead.
No.
Yeah, people could be Mechalik. People could say, people know that it's Mechalik. Yeah. Hila Maitre, she's also. After I took her, she's not also.
So you can say the same as only me.
I don't know. You make me a face, like you do that. For me, I don't know why you make a face. I don't know what's up.